Herzlich willkommen, meine Damen und Herren. Sie hören Punky Radio live aus Tony Towers. Milky Pants!
This is Punky. This is Punky. Gooper, Gooper.
Good evening.
Oh, Tony, I'm going to send you off straight away, mate. That door's open.
Oh, yes,
I'll just
is.
Talk while the door's open because we might hear some crazy clunking in there while the door's open. No, just it's best to. While Tony's gone, I'll tell you a little story. well done. You have found Punky Radio. My name is Paul V. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Well done, mate. That was really well done.
Thank
and the
much.
Door's shut. This is the needles. And do you know what? It doesn't seem like half an hour since we were last here.
Doesn't time fly?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
And after last week's ridiculousness and soberness and sobriety,
yep.
I've gone for the pint of wine. And what have you got there?
I've got one wine and I've got Coke with Murphy's.
What is this? Air out my shorts.
That's right. I've got bigger hands.
I was going to say Bagsy Brenda, but and this week it's a Steph special.
It is.
Would you like to explain why?
My girlfriend Stephanie, the beautiful Stephanie, has
beautiful
picked
Stephanie.
The music for the show. She sat down with all the CDs, going through all of them, loving it, and just listened to the songs and picked up six of the songs she thought were best.
And in her own words.
Yeah,
it's very organised.
It is very organised.
Because she's German. And first track tonight, Tone.
Yeah.
First track as well. Played it before. That's the thing. We've let Steph pick the music.
Yep.
Those of you who've been listening to our show since the very start might find that you've heard one or two of these songs before. You certainly have heard one or two of the bands before. Because we've let Steph choose with impunity.
Yeah.
And she hasn't heard all the early shows. So
no. There
are a couple, because these tracks are so classic, that's why we played them right at the start. A lot of you won't have heard them either. But anyway, first up, Kings of Nothing.
Kings of Nothing.
We absolutely love the Kings of Nothing. And Steph wanted to go and see them in Düsseldorf, didn't she? But she missed
them. Yeah,
it.
When
but
I was over
went.
There. Yeah.
Oh, you were there?
Or very nearly
right,
when I was
okay.
over there, I think.
No, her mate went and said they were amazing and they
yeah.
even set a piano on fire.
Nice.
Goodness gracious. Right, so this is from an album called Punk Rock Rhythm and Blues, which is a couple of years old and is on well, the record label is I Used to Fuck People Like You in Prison Records.
Yes,
but their website is, can I check? No, I'm not doing it. It's all website. You know, it was all MySpace last week.
Yeah
all websites this week.
Nice.
What I'd like to know is, Tony, I'm going to tell you the Kings of Nothing website. It's kingsofnothing.com.
Oh.
Nothing spelled N-U-T-H-I-N. But what I want to know is, what is I Used to Fuck People Like You in Prison Records website?
Is it peoplelikeyou.com?
It's peoplelikeyourecords.com.
Oh!
Yes. I think I might win this week.
Oh.
Because last week was a draw.
It was?
Last week was a draw.
I would like a win.
It's Paulie B in the Internet 1, Tony Nil, and I don't know about you, Tony. It
yes.
might be something to do with the smoking ban, but...
I smell a red, baby! I smell a red, baby! You better watch out! Cause I smell a rat, baby! Well, you won't tell me where you've been. I got whiskey running off down your chest. I smell a rat, baby! I smell a rat, baby! You better watch out! I smell a rat, baby! Yourself a ball and smell a rat, baby. Ah, smell a rat, baby. Ah, better watch out. Ah, smell a rat, baby. Ah, come on. We'll be right back.
here comes the cat.
And that's when it finishes, because we always think there's a false ending on it because there's 25 seconds left on the track, but it's actually the end of it anyway, and I don't know why that happens as it does. But anyway,
so why did you tell me not to set it down then?
Because I forgot. That's why. It was my fault, not yours, and now I haven't sorted out the beds or anything. And
that's just,
right, we're going to make up for this with the Dead 60s straight away. We're coming straight in with the Dead 60s, mate. We're not mucking about it.
Do it.
They're going to happen any second now. My laptop's marginally slower than I am.
Here they are.
I know. That's the trouble when you buy a laptop made out of wood.
This is true. It's no good.
MySpace, latest comments.
Okay.
All right. Very good way to get in touch is myspace.com/punkyradio. If you are a MySpace friend of ours, you can leave us a comment. And you might as well do. This is what the following four have done. I normally do five, but I'm doing it. One less this week. I'm trying to keep it a bit briefer because we've got a lot of Facebookery later on in this show.
Ooh, Facebookery.
I'm getting very excited about Facebook.
Facebook's
I'm
nice.
Loving it. I was talking to Charlie Frame the other night. You know Charlie that we mentioned on the show the other week? And he was going that himself and other people are coming around to the idea that they're actually preferring Facebook to MySpace a bit.
Oh, really?
Not because it's as good a marketing tool, just because you can be utterly random on it.
Yeah.
And Felix is now, when he adds friends, he's doing the Met Randomly thing.
Yeah.
So is Charlie. So am I. You've done it a few times as well, haven't you? Do you do it now?
I do it, but mine are more random than funny.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's just got to be random. That's the thing. And we're building it. Anyway, more of that later on. In the short term, MySpace. Well, I love MySpace. It's great. Like, Tony, we've had so much out of it. It's absolutely fair enough. Anyway, this is from Pat. Hey, I don't know if you guys remember me, but you called me a twat once. Anyway, I love the show. I've been listening since episode 2.
Blimey.
Until I lost my iPod, but I found it, so I decided to start listening again. I'm trying to catch up while I'm working at a Catholic law school, nonetheless. It really is the best place to listen to crass punk rock of distaste. Please keep up the show. Love, open brackets, that's for Tony, close brackets, Pat.
Pat the twat. I remember him, yeah.
Yeah, but he loves you.
Yeah. Hey, does.
Sam from
Who wouldn't?
Sam from Monkey Fist Metal. Monkey Fist. So, Sam, Goopa Goopa, Paul. We've got a new bass player. Not only that, he is a ninja and is aptly named Ninja Dave. See you soon, you great tupper.
Is he actually a ninja?
I reckon he's actually a ninja. I don't think Sam would lie.
No, that's true. He's quite an honest chap.
He is an honest chap.
Yeah.
Baggy and a bit loose at the seams.
But Emily loved him.
Twat puss. The Undertakers and the Knackers will be pulling up their aforementioned vehicles of choice to the back door of the tavern in Carlow, Island Town, at 10 p.m. on Friday the 13th of July. Hang on, that's already happened. Happened last week.
Yeah.
This happened last Friday.
Hopefully it was good.
I'm still going to read it out, because I promised them that I would. Like all the best things in life, there's no cover charge. It was free to get in last Friday.
Oh, was it?
P.S. In the event of aspersions being cast upon the recently deceased mother of a knacker and slash hooks being introduced to add substance to particular points of view that might be expressed into the doubtless lively intercourse that would follow such an assertion, the Undertakers will be on hand to render services relevant to their profession to those worsted in the repartee. P.P.S. You probably find it hard to believe that wasp-waisted young lady on our poster is actually from Tinry Land in County Carlow. If you were to harbour doubts about the veracity of that statement, you'd be completely correct, as I downloaded her off the internet. Besides which, Tinry Land ladies tend to be built for stamina rather than speed, and usually have a more aggro practical physique.
Nice.
Hope it went well last Friday. Sorry I fucked that up.
Hey.
Good God. Has it really been nearly 2 years of Punky? It seems like so much longer. Yeah, it fucking does.
Yeah.
Although I do mean that in the nicest possible way. Always good to see local boys hitting the big time, big money. Well, corporate sell out, bend over and take it like a bitch money that podcasting allegedly brings. Keep up the good work, you pair of smacktards. Satanic go!
Satanic go?
It might be Satanic goff something or other.
Right, okay.
He might be familiar to us, but I didn't have time to check his MySpace page to find out what his full title was, and on the thing on the it just says Satanic go.
I think it's from Arnold, and I think I know who he is.
You think he's from Arnold?
He's emailed me before.
And you think you know who he is?
Well,
specific.
I've had an email conversation with him, but I can't remember much more than that.
And which Arnold is he from?
What are
you talking about, Willis?
The one that's not far from Tony Towers.
Oh,
down the road.
I thought you meant, what are you talking about, Willis?
No. So.
So anyway, they're the MySpace latest comments. I've completely fucked up. Have you got? I'm blaming a pint of wine. I'm already enjoying the show more than last week.
Yeah, there you go.
Podcast Alley, Tony.
Yes. If you haven't voted so far this month, why not?
Yeah, big fucks.
But anyway, if you can rectify that situation right now.
Yes, you can.
Go to punkreager.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And here are the top five for this week. Punkalicious. Two sexy Brits giving you the best of punk erotica sex stories.
Sexy
Whoops.
Brits.
What was the question again? Twilight.
Punk erotica sex stories. Yeah, she
does find this sexy. She emailed me last week to ask if she can use Tony Towers on their show.
She emailed me before she emailed you. To
well,
ask if she could
that's
have one of
me,
mine as
not
well.
You.
Yeah.
So hopefully on their show, Twilight and Thebes, you should have heard Tony Towers. I think, possibly. It's the real thing. Classic, new, cherry, vanilla, even diet. Punky, is it? I'd like to buy the world a podcast. Picking sellouts. I'm so jealous. That's on the word hall. Hey. Here are my shorts. Thank you very much.
I hope she can make it to Chicago when we do get there. I hope she comes down.
Yeah, I'd like to meet her.
Toronto. Because I don't think we're going to get there, so maybe we can get her and Buttons to come down to Chicago.
I would still like to see
because Tale Talk Nonsense would like to meet out my shorts as well. So what better?
Have they not met them?
I don't think they've met them, no. And they are two of our favourite podcasts. So in fact, the next time we're over, I'd also like the Nobodies to come over as well. They're only a 2 or 3 hour drive away.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we need to see Wonky Tits in the flesh.
Wonky Tits.
See, I remember Wonky Tits.
And the Lizard King.
Wonky Tits and the Lizard King, yeah. I know, there's so many bizarre people
cartoon
in the world,
characters we
in the world
have
of podcasting.
Know.
Wouldn't it be great to go out on the piss with Preston Buttons, the Word Whore, Wonky Tits, the Lizard King, me and you, yeah. Oh yeah, and those crazily named John and Scott. From Total Nonsense. Yes.
If they are still from Total Nonsense then, I've not seen a new show come up.
That was one last week.
Was there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yeah.
That's okay. Holy smack, Todd's Batman. Like the dynamic duo themselves, our punky heroes fight off the Eevee Soupy Twatto wearing their milky pants Soupy outside twatto. Their tights. Tony plays Robin to Paulie's Batman, Bruce Wayne and his sidekick, Dick. Fighting for punky listeners everywhere. Twat of the week. Thump! There you go, the microphone again. Suck! How did that get there? Is this the end of the dynamic duo? Nah, don't be daft. We'll be back next week. All the best from Gaz of Clever Little Pod.
Thank you, Gaz of Clever Little Pod. And we have already voted for you, mate, as well. And that is interesting. I used to love the original Batmans.
Yeah,
when the 60s. They hit him and you
Suck.
Saw the cartoon noise
Thwap.
That they were making. It was always noise that didn't exist. It was always Snek, Grolf, Kapooey.
Kapooey.
Was it? There was always a Kapooey in there somewhere.
I just remember the shark repellent spray he had.
It worked. Yes, that's the noise
bloody
you make.
Shark.
Bloody shark. Fuck off, you big fish wank pots.
Could use that in the show.
Dinosaur.
Still here? Yep. Hi, guys. I'm still here. I'm still listening and I'm still voting. Just got nothing interesting to say. Regards, oh. Graham Beach.
Thank you, Graham.
That's not our Graham.
That's
Graham
not
Beach.
Our Graham. Who's an old ass.
And finally.
Graham!
And finally. Punky. Good, clean fun. I'm a tired girl and I love to listen to Paulie B whilst polishing. That's a black cat.
Goodness.
Just leave him alone.
Fair enough.
Leave him alone.
Oh, Dad. Next track.
Yes.
We're loving Bad Afro Records.
We are.
And this was how I was introduced to them in the first place. This is Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man, Volume 3. This I found in Virgin Records in Bristol several years ago. Now, 2 or 3 years ago, isn't it now?
Yeah.
3 years ago, maybe. And every single track on it I thought was fantastic. And the very first track was Sweatmaster and their version of I Am a Demon, I Love Rock and Roll, which is how I got into Sweatmaster, hence playing them last week. And also track two is Baby Woodrose, Never Coming Back, Setting Sun, feature a member of Baby Woodrose. You know, you couldn't make it up. Every single one of them is great. You love loads of the stuff on here. There's one or two we couldn't play, but we played Species in one of the first ever shows, didn't we? Ram It Up Your Ass.
Ram It Up Your Ass.
Ram It Up Your Ass. It's just great. If you can get hold of it, it was like £5 or something.
We should replay that.
And it's on Bad Afro Record. Maybe we'll play it next week.
I think we might should do.
We'll play
I think
it next week.
Very, very early, that one.
That was one of the first two or three, so I think. So yeah, we will play that again. But it's on Bad Afro Records, right? What's their website, Tony?
Bad Afro Records?
Yeah.
Badafro.dk.
You're good. You're good. Mm. It's Paulie being in step one, Tony one. Mm. This is the Defectors. This is track 13. Now, we have played a couple of Defectors tracks as well. I believe they're still signed to Bad Afro. Do check them out. I'm just looking to see if I've got a Defector. I've got a Defectors website as well. TheDefectors.com. And this is chosen by Steph, as the first one was. And this is Live to See Your Face Again. So that is the Defectors and Live to See, open brackets, Your Face Again, close brackets, from the brilliant compilation Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man, Volume 3. Anyway, make sure that you check out anything you can on Bad Afro. It's just a brilliant label.
It's great.
It's a great label. Nearly every band on it is great.
Yeah.
And Lars is a lovely bloke.
But I've yet to hear a bad band on it, actually, honestly.
I know. Yeah. They're just different class. Yeah. Absolutely different class. So, Tony, we've been discussing on this show, we're both quite getting into Facebook, aren't we?
I like Facebook.
My only concern about Facebook is that there keeps being all these new things on it to kind of MySpace it up.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But then there's all these new features as well, because you know there's a fucking zombies feature. I keep being asked to be a zombie. There's vampires v werewolves and all that, and it's just like,
all right.
They just seem to be finding new ways to be aimless when you can be creative without these features.
Yeah.
As it was in the first place, it's very open. It's very difficult to be a paedophile on it, which obviously we're all pleased about.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be, yeah.
Yeah, right. And this Met Randomly thing is great. Every single person who adds me is a friend, for whatever reason. And do join the punky group on it if you are on Facebook as well, because every once in a while we read out the comments from there. But every single person who adds me as a friend, I get a bit creative with how we met.
Yeah.
And it has got nothing to do with any possible relationship I may already have with them, whether I know them or not. It doesn't matter. It's okay. Just whatever I think of when I add them. So, Tony.
Okay.
Now, Jennifer J.
Yeah.
Actually used to work in the place where I get my hair cut.
Right.
But I wasn't about to tell the rest of Facebook that's how we knew each other. Would you like to know how I met Jennifer J?
Yes.
Well, we lived in a hat with Alexa, because I try and tag everything up to make sense. So I'll put in other people that are friends already, in the idea being that you go and find out about them. So we lived in a hat with Alexa and the guitarist out of the Monkees. You know, the one who was a bit miserable, but only for a few months in the late 1970s. We met randomly. I caught her when I was fishing in the canal, dried her out and took her back to Morrison's.
Nice.
Now, Reece Jenkins.
Oh, yeah?
Reece Jenkins added me as a friend. But Tony, how did me and Reece meet?
How did you meet?
Well, do you know what? Reece is, in fact, my brother.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We met randomly. In 1996, Reece and I met in classic style by the water cooler at the call centre. We quickly forged a relationship and bonded over farcical queuing systems and woefully ineffective call waiting lights and oversized and amusingly rudely shaped turnips. After a while, I suggested a cunning plan that we became blood brothers. He said, nah, let's just be spit brothers, and gobbed on my eyelid. Some people.
Nice.
Now, Michelle Kirsten.
All right, yeah.
Is, of course, from South Africa.
Okay.
And she started listening to Punky as a result of the South African special we did with Jay Bones.
Yeah.
The Red Ambulance special. But do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
Well, we met randomly in 1981. Nice of you to ask.
Thank you.
I was on a day trip to the Cape of Good Hope when what I thought was an alpha male baboon sided up alongside me. Being a good Methodist, I offered it a banana. It was only then that Michan unzipped the baboon suit, jumped out, seized the banana, and sprinted away shouting, "Mother, mother, I have another banana. We must go now to feed the dusty king." It was nearly enough to make me give up smoking.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, Rebecca Laming.
Yeah.
Apologies if it's in fact Rebecca Lamming, but Rebecca Laming,
yeah,
of course, has added me on Facebook.
Okay.
But do you know how we met?
How did you meet?
Well, I'll tell you, Tony. We met randomly in 1979. We were at the same fair. I saw her getting in a fight with a grinning fortune teller. I didn't necessarily agree with her, but I did like the way she struck a happy medium. There's one left for this week.
Okay.
Brett Lessard.
All right.
Now, Brett Lessard's a very nice man, and he added me on Facebook. But you know how you met, Tony?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you, Tony. We met randomly. Brett and I were in a fight once, and I won. Because even though I'm not very tough, I'm going to read this again. We met randomly. Brett and I were in a fight once, and I won. Because even though I'm not very tough, Brett is less hard.
Fantastic.
I was particularly pleased with that one. So, do if you go on Facebook, make sure you add me. And the thing is that when I've done my randomly stuff,
yeah,
you can edit the details as well. For example, Reece Jenkins added the bit about the amusing rudely shaped turnips.
Yeah.
And anyone who wants to make anything up about me, I will just accept. Straight out.
Oh, yeah.
That's the glory of Facebook. Right, Tone.
Yes,
have
sir.
You got, what have you got? Podcast Alley?
I've got a twat.
Oh, you're the
podcast
twat. We've
Alley.
Done Podcast Alley, haven't we?
Sure.
Have we? Yeah, oh. It's these
you're talking some kind of time loop.
It's these pints of wine. Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I do, sir. Thank you for asking. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name.
Oh, no need to shout.
Where they're from. And a reason for a nomination. And this is what Jeff did.
Well done, Jeff.
Hey, Tony.
I've got a bad feeling about this CD.
Oh, okay, it's going to work. And that CD player will play anything. It's made out of wood.
Really?
Yep.
I'm quite excited about this.
Oh, yeah.
He's shown it.
I told you.
Fair enough. That's the best pound you've ever spent.
Thank you very much. That's 50, That's 50 really pence, Romy.
It's a really good quid.
Okay, this is from Jeff. Hey, Tony. I'd like to nominate a fellow by the name of Tony Hearn.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said I'd like to nominate Othello.
Othello. Yeah. Rubbish.
I demand ocular proof. You twat.
A fellow by the name of Tony Hearn for this week's is a twat. He lives in Sherwood Forest.
Othello was a twat.
He was.
Absolute fucking twat in the first order. Sorry.
Sorry. He lives in Sherwood Forest, Fishtown, England. This wank stain on the duvet of society wasted my whole weekend. You see, about a year ago, he mentioned on the most excellent podcast show called Punky that he had watched a TV marathon of Red Dwarf.
Yeah.
So thinking that Tony, the nice one, Hearn, had some taste, class, and potentially a good understanding of artist television, I took it upon myself to watch some of this Red Dwarf show. A waste of my entire weekend. I kept waiting for something good or at least funny to happen. Tony is a complete kinsub. Laugh. Thanks, Tony. Kinsub. Cheers. That's some Jeffrey Burmeister.
I have to say,
what's wrong with Red Dwarf?
Well, I have to say, Tony, that it was like, I think Red Dwarf went on about 7 series too long.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, yeah, the first 2 series were great.
The first 2 were great. And most classic sitcoms, whether in space or not, have got a shelf life of about 2 series.
Yeah.
Haven't they? Most of them.
Unless they do something
Fawlty
drastic.
Towers, 2 series. The Office, 2 series.
Yeah.
The Young Ones, 2 series. My Family, still going. You know,
rubbish.
Case in point. Right.
Yeah.
And I think Red Dwarf, what did they get to on that? Fucking
8.
8, yeah. That's,
yeah, the first 2 were really good.
The first
and I
two
think
were
really funny. After that, they turned into some kind of weird hybrid, let's be serious sci fi show.
Well, and it also.
Well, it got the base by America and it went all serious.
It went, well, it stopped being. They changed the filming of it, didn't they?
Yeah.
It stopped being like English stuff and it started being all like a film and that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It went rubbish.
I'm not
serious.
Really explaining this very well, but
it turned from a comedy into a sci-fi with little bits of comedy.
The first 2 series I thought were fantastically
and
fun. And the cat in the first 2 series was brilliant.
It's brilliant.
Ow! Wow! How am I looking? I'm looking nice!
Someone smells good. It's me!
Right, we better do this track.
So,
again, yeah?
Okay.
But I don't think you... I mean...
See, I disagreed with him because I think the dwarf's really good.
Yeah, but only the first 2 series.
He spent the whole weekend watching it.
But if he started at series 3, bless him.
That's right,
he's got a point, isn't he? Yeah,
he's got a point.
Okay. I think we're going to have to give him it.
All right.
Sorry, man. I don't like to do this to you.
Oh, it's fair.
Well, I do.
So, Tony Hearn from Sherwood Forest, Fishtown, England,
is a twat.
There's no need to enjoy it quite that much.
Ah, you're a twat. I smell a twat, baby.
I smell a twat, baby.
Straight Razor Angels. Great band from up the road from Sherwood Forest.
Yeah.
Where
are they from?
Bradford
like
or Barnsley. Bradford or Barnsley.
I thought it was Barnsley.
Barnsley. Are they from Barnsley?
Ah.
I'm just looking here. I don't know. The 0192.
They rate good.
They are rate good from Barnsley. Barnsley from Barnsley. And they are, basically, they are the Barnsley Stray Cats.
Yes.
That's what I'm calling them. Check out the lead singer. He's a Barnsley Stray Cat.
He is.
Right? I think he's a lead singer. He's a lead guitarist and he looks like the lead singer of the Stray Cats. So I'm going, yeah, he's the Barnsley Stray Cat.
I do.
We really like this band, but we only ever got this one EP.
Which is like 4 tracks.
And I think we've played 2 of them before, and I think we might have played this track before we were about to.
Yeah, I can't remember playing this one, though.
Well,
I
good.
Don't know.
Let's find out. What I want to know is, Tony,
yep.
What is their website?
I think it's just straightrazorangels.com. No, hang on.
Too late. Straightrazorangels.co.uk.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Poorly been internet
too. Gatad.
Tony won. He's gone all Welsh. Gatad. So this is, Tony, be honest, this could be about me, really. This is the Straight Razor Angels and Don't Need You.
Bridge man choke. If no one cares how dismal I'd say.
Straits Razor Angels. And I Don't Need You.
Well,
which is a bit harsh.
Say that. It's a little bit harsh, isn't it? I'm been called a twat this week. I know. And I'm not even needed.
Yeah, but you are needed.
Thank you.
Everybody needs somebody to twat.
That's right. And my girlfriend's choosing the songs.
You,
I'm just like
me,
completely...
everybody.
Yeah, I'm without need this week.
I'm so glad you could join us today. And I'd like to particularly thank, what is it, the Illinois State Patrol or something?
Something like that.
Oh, greatest
£4
car chase.
On DVD now.
Greatest car chase
£4.
In any film ever. Greatest car chase ever.
Yeah,
we talk, of course, about the Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers.
We can't stop talking about Chicago.
£4 on play.com.
I think it's because we're getting closer. Do you know what I did? I did a terrible thing last Sunday. This is before we carry on.
Okay.
I did a terrible thing. Not last Sunday, the other Sunday. I listened to Elaine Page and her The UK's Best Show Tunes show.
You twat.
Right? And she'd got... it is justification. And she'd got as a special guest...
Yeah?
Barbara Dixon. It was Elaine Page and Barbara
Dixon. I thought
you
were saying Eleanor Purcell.
No, but aren't you going to be mentioning her in the show?
She's friends with me now.
Yeah. Right? Oh, she's so funny as well. Eleanor.
cracks
me up. She's a laugh a minute. But no, I was listening to it, and Barbara Dixon's first track that she wanted playing was Doris Day, the Deadwood Stage from Calamity Jane.
No.
Whip crack away. And it is fantastic. But in the film, she goes on about Chicago.
Chicago.
Where'd you bring her from? I brung her from Chicago. And we're getting close to going to Chicago, I think. Anyway, Tony.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you had a chance to look at GoDaddy yet?
I haven't.
Really think it's time
you
did.
I think I probably should.
They are sponsors of Punky Radio.
They are.
Yeah, you've been drinking enough Cunt and Coke.
Cunt and Coke. That's my brand.
Mm-mm. Never mind Diet Coke Zero.
Cunt and Coke
for heroes. Our friends at GoDaddy.com, Tony, essentially they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you'll quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need. You might as well be tickling me. I'm finding this so funny. Shopping cart constructions and easy podcasting.
Easy.
So all you would-be Tonys out there, and you do exist.
Who wouldn't be?
Might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all, and frankly do a better job than we do.
Yep.
Everything is laid out really simply on the site. And if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. I'll tell you what, Tony, it's a lot more fun selling out when you've got a pint of wine.
Isn't it? Every time. Don't know what it is.
But you know what?
What?
As good as I find wine, I happen to think that the combination of delicious Murphy Stout and
Coca-Cola,
it's rather nice also.
It's nice.
And this summer, Tony, Coke is running a great promotion for music fans. Don't know what Murphy's are doing, but it gets me leathered. And Punky listeners can get free iTunes downloads alongside other great prizes. Those of you who love Coke, Diet Coke and Coke Zero, and probably Murphy's, will have an opportunity to win songs from iTunes, 80 gigabyte video iPods, and even tickets to this year's V Festival, V for Victory.
Not V for Vendetta.
It could be.
Right.
It might be V for Vagina. Coke or Music, it's the Vagina Festival. You can, if you buy a can of Coke, you can get a free vagina. I don't think
you can.
There's got to be small print at the end of this. Coke or Music fans should do the following. Get the Coke, find the code, enter music.coca-cola.co.uk or text it to 88200, that's 88200. See if you've won, enter again. Most people are doing so. Most importantly, we'd like to ask you, our wonderful UK listeners, to email paulieb@punkyradio.com with your thoughts on this promotion. Did you win a free download? How many cans of Coke have you bought? Did you win an iPod? Do you think we're corporate fuckadoodle bastards? Do you think we are single-handedly responsible for the downfall of the Western world and civilization as we've come to recognise it? Are we indeed responsible for the breakdown in communication between the West and certainly the Middle East? Do you think if we keep up this Coca-Cola promotion that A, I'm going to get through this pint of wine, and B, North Korea might like us even less, bearing in mind that we're going out on
North Korean
pirate radio in North Korea. We're telling them all about Coca-Cola.
It's fantastic.
All feedback is greatly appreciated, and you never know, we might even read your emails out eventually.
We cannot guarantee that you will get a free vagina with this product.
You're very good.
Thank you very much. That's my small print voice.
That is a very good small print voice. Now let's hear your Irish voice.
My name's Tony. No, you see, that's the same as my Shrek voice.
Yeah, but the Shrek voice, as discussed, he's not really Scottish anymore, is he?
No.
Have we discussed that?
I don't know.
We talked about Shrek 3. I've heard a couple
Shrek
of...
Oh, Shrek 3's rubbish.
I haven't seen it. I've only seen a couple of clips of it. But it's like Mike Myers is losing the will to have a Scottish accent in that film. He seems to be deciding that, actually, no, I'm not. I was never really Scottish.
No.
Shrek's never said... Bugger, bugger.
Nope, because he can't.
Which annoys me intensely. Tony, you're going to have to say something.
Okay. It's just something. Just tell me something. MySpace group. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. We've got a group on there called Punky Owns. Much neglected, but there are a few diehards who still go there, and we love it. I check it every day. But, you know, I prefer Facebook. But for now, MySpace.com/Punky Radio, there's a Punky Owns group on there. The link is on there. So please join up and chat with our fellow friends and join in the word association thread, the thread that will never die. Also, on our MySpace page, our new post address, we mentioned it last week, but I do have it to hand now.
Oh,
it
well
is
done.
Punky Radio, P.O. Box 266, SG6 9BR.
And that's a postcode, that's the next line, so it's three lines, isn't it? Punky Radio, P.O. Box 266,
SG6 9BR.
Brilliant.
England.
It will get there.
And it will get to our new box.
It will get to my box.
Yeah.
If you'd like to fill my box with your muck, then send it to Punky Radio, P.O. Box 266, and you've just got rid of the postcode again.
SG6 9BR.
You're good. You're very good.
Got good memory. Crap shoes, good memory.
It's going to be on your tombstone. Let's play the next song.
Yeah, it lies Tony Hearn.
Should we play
Crap
the next
shoes,
song?
Good. Yes, play it.
Right.
Where's my leg, baby? Messing my suit taller. Yeah, to go out barking at the old dance hall. Where's she box a man of as he does the flip? Spun a leg, baby, with a swinging hip. So she can rock, she can roll, she can bob, she can flip. Spun a leg, baby, with a swinging hip. All right.
Well, that's fair enough, isn't it?
Nice.
Hey, your bird rocks.
Yeah, she does.
She does rock, doesn't she? Obviously, this is a Steph special. She's picked all the music.
Steph special.
And she is just rocking.
And she is special, and she is rocking.
She
there
said to me, actually, she said when she chose music, she said that you and her differ musically and that you lean towards punk rock.
Yeah.
And she leans towards rock and roll.
Yeah.
And you know I do as well.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time, Tony. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Only a matter of time.
Okay.
And that was Rockin'
Minute
Ryan.
My back's turned.
Rockin' Ryan and the Real Goners, Spider-Legged Baby. And that is from a brilliant compilation, Mullets and Alcoholics, that's been produced by HussySkunk.com.
Yes.
Who are just great. They're fantastic, because we're out on them,
yep,
aren't we? Two
we
or three
are.
Times
two,
a week.
Two.
Check out HussySkunk.com. Yeah. And then realise the mistake I've made when I asked you, Tony, what is the website of Hussy Skunk?
It's hussyskunk.com.
Yes, it is, Tony.
But I did know that one.
Yeah, I know. So that's Paulie being Internet 2, Tony 2. Yes. Oh. Finally balanced again, like last week.
I like it. I like balance.
Finally balanced. There are 34 songs on this CD. Make sure you check out House of Skunk. I believe they're available. Are they available for purchase?
I think so.
It's available for purchase, I think. We've got two others as well. Yeah. Steph must have had a write-off going through this, because it's 34 quality tracks. Do go on, Hussy Skunk, if you're a bit bored at work and you've got an earpiece
going through it.
Something.
She was very efficient.
It took
about 2 hours to the whole thing.
Of course she was very efficient, Tony.
What?
They're nothing if not efficient, are they?
Okay.
You know, her lot.
There's your blanket statement.
Her lot.
God.
Paulie B's latest blanket
statement.
She'll
come downstairs and slap you.
Oh, that'll be all right, as long as she does it in with leather shorts on. I probably won't even notice. Right, what am I talking about? Oh, Tony.
Yes?
I've been saving this story up.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't told you this.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, when I was doing Portsmouth Jonglers,
yeah,
on the Friday night,
yeah,
after the show, right, the MC and his girlfriend went to a pub that was round the corner from the hotel that we were booked into,
right,
called the Old Vic. Me and Greg Davis, the 6'8" stand-up comic who looks like a giant Rick Mayall.
Okay.
Right. We stayed at Portsmouth Jonglers and we got leathered on red wine, properly leathered.
Right.
It was another one of these, can't remember the Cabot incidents, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. We got back and on the Saturday when we saw Drew, who was the MC and his bird, they said, we went to this brilliant pub last night. It's just around the corner from the hotel and it appears to have a different theme every night. We were in there last night and the theme was lesbian and gay. Not right. As in dress up like, as in lesbian and gay people go there on a Friday.
Right,
and
okay.
They said the atmosphere was just brilliant. It was just fantastic. It was as laid back as you like. It was as camp as you like.
Yeah.
Everyone stayed late. Everyone's just having a great time. And me and Greg said, well, all right, what's the theme tonight? It being Saturday, they went, transvestites.
Right.
Greg said, I'm not going. I said, I fucking am. This is going to be brilliant. Right. So again, we stayed at Jonglers as long as we could. And then we went back to the hotel and I left Greg and Drew and Drew's girlfriend B in the hotel bar. And I walked around the corner to go to transvestite night.
Right. Right.
Now, I'm in my suit and I've got a beard. So I'm not a very convincing transvestite.
Not really.
But when I walked in, I did turn a few heads and they thought I might have been a bird coming the other way around. Right, walked up to the bar and ordered a glass of red wine because that's what I've been drinking.
Right,
and this 6'5" in his heels with a big Rod Stewart nose on him and a blonde wig and a red mini dress with a pint on leant forward to me and said, I wasn't expecting you to order that, mate. And I went, weren't you? Hello, I'm Paul. He went, I'm Chrissy.
Chrissy.
Right. All right, Chrissy. Yeah, I know.
You save these ones, don't you?
What I love. Oh, it gets better. What a lovely bloke, right? But I'll say what, she.
Okay.
It gets confusing.
Yeah.
Right. Basically, Chrissy's been there all night. She's been playing quite a lot of pool, right? And
yeah.
Watching large men in dresses play pool is brilliant. Because once they're pissed, any form of decorum goes out the fucking window.
Yeah.
And they just hoik up the skirts to take the shot. And you do see wedding tackle.
Oh,
it's
God.
Funny. Once you play pool. Anyway, right. Me and Chrissy are having a chat. And he's going, how come you're down here and you're not dressed up like us? What's going on here? And I go, well, you know, I've been doing stand-up comedy and came down for a beer. Heard it was a really good place. He goes, yeah. I said, where do you live? He said, oh, I don't actually live around here.
You asked him where he lives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she. Chrissy.
Sorry, it. Right. Yes.
No, Tony.
She.
She. I asked Chrissy where she lived and she said, well, I used to live in Farnborough, which is 55 miles from here, but now I've moved to a place in Wiltshire, which is also 55 miles from here and 55 miles from Farnborough. This is when you know it's a bloke, really, because no girl would fucking bother talking right. about this. We're straight onto A Roads, we're loving it, right?
Yeah.
And then I said, so do you mind me asking what you do? He goes, yeah, I work for the MOD.
Right.
Transvestite's in charge of the army. It's fucking great. Right, and I said, how do you think about the war at the moment? And he says, it's absolutely brilliant. I'm getting loads of overtime.
Okay.
Just had a total blokey chat. Really nice fella. Anyway, this shorter transvestite
yeah.
walks past. And Chrissy says, don't go and talk to her. She's a bitch. That's Lauren. Right. I went, well, I've got to go and talk to fucking Lauren. Chrissy gets off to play pool. I sneak around the bar, introduce my... Howard. Like I need an excuse.
Okay.
Introduce myself to the slightly older than Chrissy, Lauren.
Yeah.
Who is about 5'4".
Yeah.
In her heels.
What colour eyes?
A little dumpier. I'm afraid by now all I can say is blurry. Right. Yeah. I was having a chat with Laura, and Laura says, I suppose you've been talking to that Chrissy.
Yeah.
She's a bitch. Like, all right, don't want to find out why. She said, I suppose she told you what she does, works for the fucking army. Yeah, she's. I said, well, what do you do? Mistake number one.
Right, okay.
What do you do? Oh, I'm an internet dolly. What does that mean? I dress up and play with myself for £1 a minute. And I said, and then the blokey stuff comes back in straight away. And I said, how does that affect your life with global listeners? And Lauren says, it's a real pain. I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning because I've got a lot of fans in San Francisco that demand an evening show. Right. Anyway, pub shots. Lauren's mobile is dead. My mobile is dead. The landlady's kicking everyone out of the pub. Lauren wants to get a cab home. This is my mistake number two, but okay. It's all right.
All right.
Lauren wants to get a cab home, doesn't know how to do it. I say, my hotel's only around the corner. Why not come back with me and phone up from reception?
Right.
Get back to the hotel, walk in with the 5-inch, very nice, but 5'4" transvestite Lauren and me, walk into the hotel. Imagine the looks of horror and surprise on the faces of the assembled comedians I've been working with this evening, who know where I've gone and have seen what I've come back with. Me and Lauren decide to have a bit of a laugh. I pretend I haven't seen the comics. Lauren goes over to reception, obviously to use the phone. As she walks over, I just say, I'm in 408, I'll see you in 10 minutes. Glasses of wine dropping.
Right.
Brilliant. Lauren gets a cab, fucks off.
Okay.
That's it. And still,
is that it?
Yeah,
is
really
sure?
Brilliant, yeah.
Sure?
Positive.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I didn't know where it was going.
Tony transvestites, as a rule, are straight.
Are they?
I know, I tried.
It's a beautiful, beautiful story, and I'm not none to judge.
It is.
But I don't think mistake number one was talking to her. I think it was going into the pub.
No, it was great fun. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Wouldn't he? Okay.
And I recommend, if you are ever in the Portsmouth area, check out the Old Vic. God knows what they have the rest of the night, but I'd certainly, every Saturday once in a while, right, there's a transvestite night, you'll be made to feel very welcome, and as long as you don't judge or anything like that, you'll have a great time.
Well, it seems quite easy to take them home or to your hotel as well. You've changed.
Does that mean
I'll
you'll
tell
be
you
getting
what,
this
you've, status? You've changed.
Do you think I've changed more than you have?
You've said, yes.
I've got to make up for the fact you've got a bird.
That's good, isn't it?
What can I do?
I don't know.
No, I had a great time.
And she's picking music for the show.
I do.
What kind of weird world are we living in?
I do want to stress I had a great... Look, I'm going to play the next song. Right. This is the Honkees.
Yeah.
Or it would be. Hang on, Tony. You have to talk for a second.
Have you not lined up again? What have you got?
I don't know if you noticed. I've been a bit fucking busy talking.
Oh, have you? Don't forget our Facebook page.
You seem suitably enthralled.
I was just seeing where it was going. I was suitably worried.
All right, fair enough.
And you got very defensive about the... No, it's not it, it's she.
Yeah.
Is it she, is it Paul? Okay, where's this going?
I know.
It's all right, it's fair enough.
I might as well open the floodgates now. If you want to take the piss, poorly be at punkyradio.com.
Fair enough.
It's fair enough.
No.
I had a great time.
I've only been to one pub that had transvestites, and it was a 40-year-old man dressed as a schoolgirl. That's what stopped it for me. I thought, that feels wrong.
Yeah, but you know, that's kind of comedy transvestism.
It is. And he was clearly having a bit of a laugh, but I felt a little bit uneasy. I don't know what it was.
Did he have a beard? Was he not really a transvestite? Was he really just sort
of
a bloke?
Oh, it shaved
all
right.
It shaved all right.
A few more drinks.
You haven't changed that much then.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I walked up to him and says,
I'm not, but I'm tempted.
I says, what's your name? He went, Sally. No, I didn't do that at all.
No,
I didn't know at all. I was peeing in the corner.
See, I can talk openly and freely about Chrissy and Lauren.
Yeah. 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 That's so much better than what I'm doing.
It was great fun. I'm telling you, man, I had a really good time. Right.
All right.
Next
time. Maybe for the second birthday, we'll go out and have a transvestite night. Hey, mind you, this comes from the guy who dresses on... in a dress.
Out of the two of us.
Yeah, good point. Well made.
Who's got the
move on.
The photographic evidence. And these girls were brave enough to show their legs. Not only are you a transvestite, Tony, you're an insecure transvestite. They would shun you.
It's the worst ones.
They would
the
shun
worst
you.
Ones.
And they
you're
would
right.
shun you, and rightly so.
You're right.
We've already played one track from Mullet's.
Tony with an
Tony.
Eye.
Like Tony Basil.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey, you're so...
Look at you singing away. This is another track from Mullets and Alcoholics.
Okay.
Because Steph, in her infinite wisdom, has picked two.
Oh, right.
I would never have done this, but anyway, you know, these things happen. This is the Honkees.
Okay.
This is track 27 of these 34 great tracks. The song's called Tsunami. What I want to know is, Tony, even though we haven't had a chance to talk about it,
yeah,
because we've already mentioned Hussy Skunk,
yeah,
we will mention these a bit afterwards, but what is, this is a bit random, what is the website of, actually, are there websites for the bands in here, do you know?
You might be able to dig it in.
I might be able to dig it in.
Dig it out, sorry.
I'll maybe look for it in a minute. What is the website of the other internet station that carries us?
wickedradio.org.
It's very good, Tony. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 2. Yeah. We'll talk about Wicked Radio in just a second.
Tony with an I.
In the meantime, you've been working on your comedy. In the meantime, this is Tsunami. Really quite good.
Of course it is.
Everything on this Mullets and Alcoholics CD is very, very good. And Wicked Radio are the other ones that take us. And we're on nightly on Wicked Radio, aren't we?
Nightly.
Well, depending on where you are in the world, we're on every day at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
That is correct. And Hussy Skunk, we're on two or three times a week.
Stations they're on, 9 or 10 different stations.
I think they've got 13 stations in about 9 different countries.
Right.
So we go out on Pirate FM to we know not how many people.
Yep.
We certainly don't get anyone getting in touch with us from North Korea, but then they're not allowed computers.
Nah.
Are they?
Nah.
I'd like to hear from someone in Madagascar. If we're still going out in...
As would I.
Madagascar, that would be nice. And Radio Free Russia.
Radio, yes.
If they could understand what the fucking hell they're saying. RFI. Rock, fuck, roll.
Rock, fuck, roll.
Radio Free Russia. Rock, fuck, roll.
Rock, fuck, roll.
Speaking of which, we ought to play Monkey Bones again.
Yes. Russian Psychobilly.
Let's find out how those crazy Russian Psychobillies Monkey Bones are doing. Is that the only Russian we've got? I think we were supposed to get another bit of Russian and we didn't. Anyway. Yeah. I've got another couple of things to tell you about, Tony.
Okay.
First of all, actually, I might let you just take... Can you just explain to people, because I've had a few inquiries as to what BT Pod Show actually is. And
right.
You do know more about it than I do.
Okay. BT Pod Show is a network of shows. On btpodshow.com, they have lots of shows that they sponsor, but also lots of other shows that join them independently. They operate a lot like MySpace. If you go to btpodshow.com, you can create your own profile and set up your page, and you can join friends and talk to them and comment them, and you can subscribe to shows and dig them and interact that way. So it's a bit like MySpace for podcasts.
I see.
Kind of thing.
And they've got a fairly good hit rate with the podcasts they've signed up as well. Most of them are pretty good.
Yes. Yeah.
We're not sure about that bird.
Well, Josephine. Lawrence, that one.
Yeah. Well,
the Podfinder one.
Podfinder, yeah. When,
she doesn't like us.
She doesn't like
well,
us.
Well, no, she likes us.
Well, I don't know.
Paulie and Matt. But
oh, you brought up
that. Yeah, great. Thanks for that.
Thank you for that. Thank you for noticing that, Graham. Yeah, there was a big thing. They spotlighted us. They made us the big featured show. And whoever wrote the stuff up just hadn't done the research at all. Paulie and Matt.
Terry's not even close to Matt.
No.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, I know.
Four letters. I've got to give them that.
Yeah. It was just great.
They can count.
It was just brilliant.
Yeah, it made me feel great. But there
well,
you go.
You know, Tom.
So, anyway, I pick...
I'm the talent, aren't I?
Apparently so. My girlfriend picks the songs. You're the talent. I'm just a guy called Matt.
But
I'm not even called Matt!
But I wonder whether they got that... They picked up on the fact that you look like Matt Stone.
No, I wouldn't. Hey, possibly.
I'm just trying to dig Beatty Podge out of a hole, really.
I won't bother.
They just fucked it up, didn't they?
They fucked up.
They massively fucked it up.
I'm superfluous to this show.
Have you got any gigs this weekend?
Nope, not this weekend.
What are you doing? Anything? Got anything to play?
Don't think so, not yet. It's all a bit up in the air at the minute. We've just kind of finished having a week off. We've been off for the past 2 weeks with Stephanie.
Right.
She's been up at Turin Towers and been driving around the country looking at various places.
Not stopping or anything.
Not stopping or anything. Just look at that. Looking.
That's
now,
nice.
Quick, winding down. Look, that's the bridge. And that's about it, really. This weekend, I might just relax or go to somewhere else unknown.
Well, I'm doing gigs in Western Supermare.
Are you?
I've never gigged in Western Supermare before.
I've never been to Western Supermare before.
And it's a relatively new gig as well. Basically, I've got a weekend at the seaside. And
nice.
I'm in a
it's
nice...
The right time to be.
I'm hoping that my B&B will... Well, I say the seaside. Western Supermare's kind of on the extended estuary. It's not really seaside where it is, but it is right. A proper resort. And I've got a brief story about the second hardest man and the hardest man in Western Supermare that I may have told on this show before. I've definitely told it on something. But I can't remember the names of either of them, sadly. It was a couple of years ago. The hardest man in Western Supermare is called Dave something.
Right.
The other one I can't remember. Now, Dave, the hardest man in Western Supermare, is quite a nice bloke. He's just really fucking hard. Right. So he never starts anything.
Right.
But should you start something, right. He'll finish it
he
off.
He finishes it.
Yeah, yeah, right. The second hardest man in Western Supermare is Dave's mate because he can't beat him up.
Right.
And is a complete wanker. Right. Okay. He's horrible and looks for trouble.
Yeah.
And when the pair of them go out for many beers or whatever.
Yeah.
Normally what happens is that the second hardest man in Western Supermare will try and start a fight. And this Dave bloke, and I can't remember his surname, but Dave will either have to drag him out of the pub himself, sort it out himself, or just whatever, right? They're in this pub one night, and Dave sat there quietly drinking, trying to enjoy himself. And the second hardest man in West Sydney has got hammered and has decided that he's going to wind up Dave and try and provoke a fight out of him, right?
Right.
So he starts to needle him and kind of tweak his arm and do all things just to wind him up. And Dave's going, leave it out, leave it up. I can't remember this... Dave's surname, it might come to me. But anyway, this guy's winding him up more and more and more. And the other people in the pub, it's obviously a hard pub.
Yeah,
and everyone
yeah.
else has kind of got half an eye on him because the hardest man in Western Supermare and the second hardest man in Western Supermare are basically on the verge of having a fight.
They put on little side bets.
Quite possibly, yeah. Quite. I don't know. This story was told to me by a bloke who was a stand-up comic for a little while and originated from Western Supermare. How he knew this story, right?
Okay.
So... It reaches the point where the second hardest man in West Supermare is winding up the hardest man in West Supermare so much that this bloke, Dave, the hardest man in West Supermare, turns round, grabs this geezer by the throat and says, right, we've both had a drink. Now I'm fat and you're fat. What say you? We go outside and see who's the fattest. And the second hardest man just backed down and went, sorry, Dave.
Really?
But my favourite bit of that story is the what say you.
What say you?
What say you? We go outside and see who's the fattest. Have I anything else to talk about? I did some poncing around the other week.
Some poncing around?
I ponced around. I went networking.
All right.
I had a networking poncing around. I went to Paddington.
All right.
Well, it was this bar called the Frontline. It's a kind of modern journalist sort of place.
Ooh.
And a friend of mine called Jasmine Birtles runs it, and she said, oh look, we do this thing, you maybe ought to come down. It's all creative people and people right. in the media, basically they all meet up and fucking network, and I went, I've nothing I'd like less, quite frankly.
Yeah.
It just sounds really poncy. But then I thought, oh fuck it, I'll go. Mm-hmm. So I went down with my friend Lara, who works for Amnesty International, and she didn't really want to go either. But
right.
We both thought it might be quite a laugh. Well, as it turns out, it was. Went up the, you have to walk up these stairs, and the first thing you have to do is you have to write down your name and your occupation on a sticker that you put on your jacket.
Oh no,
right?
You're a name tag person.
So you're name tagged up, right? I don't think I've ever been name tagged up before.
No.
Other than when I worked in Wilco's.
Stop rubbing yourself.
Sorry. Oh, I have as well. But I was name tagged up, and I'd gone down there in my kit that I wear on stage. So I got a black suit on, I got black hair with a red bit in, I got brothel creepers on.
Yeah.
Red shirt. Lara was dressed relatively casually, but the rest of the people in there all looked like they're about to go overseas to become foreign correspondents. So basically I stood out like a sore thumb.
Right.
So got approached just repeatedly, and the first woman that came up to me, I thought, because I'm there to try and make some contacts, I'm thinking there might be some people from radio or magazines that might be interested or whatever, right? The first woman that came up to me was called Ahmet Nibel from Turkey, recently arrived in London, was a lecturer at the University of Kent in conflict analysis.
Blimey.
Right. And I'm thinking, how can this possibly help me? And I asked her if she could, because she comes over and goes, oh, hello, that's interesting, you're a comedian. And I went, yeah, we're not going to be able to help each other, are we? Really, comedian, conflict analysis, you know, maybe jokes can stop wars. I said, I've started a few, right? I said, what can you tell me about your job, about conflict analysis? And she said, well, basically, it looks at ways from microcosmically right up to on a global scale, how war starts, how conflict starts, how battle starts. And so I just told her my second oldest man in Western Superman story.
Nice.
She fucked off. That's it, basically. I did meet someone from the stage. Yeah, that's about it.
Someone from the stage?
Yeah, the magazine stage.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and his PA works for BBC Radio London and said that she wants me to go on as a guest.
Nice.
So it worked.
Hey, networking always works.
One problem.
What's that?
A one-day travel card to London, 18 quid.
Yeah.
Right? It's 7 quid to get into this place.
Right.
It's 4 quid for a glass of wine.
Right.
And you know I can't settle with just one.
No.
Me and Lara go for a Chinese afterwards. That's about 50 quid.
Yeah.
She fucks off back to Chelsea where she lives. Yeah, some people are all right. I get on the tube to go from Paddington to King's Cross before the tube's even left the station.
Mm.
Before it's even left the station. The driver goes, if you're planning on going anywhere in a rush, I suggest getting off this train. The Circle Line is faulty. Metropolitan City faulty. Everything. You can't get anywhere.
Right.
Great. So I get off. Go and get a cab. Every single red light, and it's really busy, I hit 15 quid Paddington to King's Cross. I know, Tony, you would not have been able. You'd have been crying by now.
I would.
I had to get a cab because I thought I might miss the last train. Get to King's Cross. And the last train basically says it terminates in Stevenage.
Right.
And I'm thinking, I haven't brought my razor blades. This can't end in Stevenage. My night can't end in Stevenage. I just can't do it. But I think it stops everywhere. I can have a little sleep. It's one of these trains that stops at everyone's house, basically.
Okay.
Right. So I get on the train. I fall asleep. Train gets to Stevenage. Right. Where as I wake up, I hear them say, replacement bus service all the way to Royston. And I'm going to where I live now, which is 2 stops up from Stevenage, right? I think, great, I'll get on that. I get on the bus in my pissed state. What am I thinking? I wonder if there's any chicks around. You know, the last bus from Stevenage, massive potential.
Where's Lauren?
I'm Lauren.
Right, no, I get on the replacement bus and then I twig that where it's going to stop, that the station is about a 15-minute walk from where I live now.
Hmm.
But the bus is probably going to go to... It's probably going to go past my house on the way to the next station. So I say to the driver, is it all right if I stay on this bus and just give you a shout when I want to get off? Because you're going to go past my house. He went, yeah, of course. And then goes a completely different way.
Right.
And I end up 45 minutes away from my house. Gutted. 90 quid lighter.
Ooh.
90 quid lighter, 45 minute walk, not a transvestite in sight.
Where's Lauren when you need him?
My night was ruined.
It.
We really ought to get on with this last song, didn't we? This is the last one Steph's chosen. Again, I think we've played this before, but you're not so sure.
I'm not sure.
But it's by The Quakes.
But it's a great song.
It's by The Quakes, and it's from their very, very good, I believe, most recent album, PsyOps, that they very kindly sent us. And I've been a fan of The Quakes for 20 years.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and their very first album, the album cover was... it's not a rip-off, it's a reenactment of the first Stray Cats album cover. And okay. The three of them stay, but it's just, it's the psychobilly version of it. Great album, this. We've played Asshole in the Express Lane, we've played Tearing Up My World, we've played Beer and Cigarettes, I think, we've played USA Psychos, and now we're playing Nothing to Say, which I think we played before, might again. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Quakes' website?
TheQuakes.com.
You've done it, you've beaten me.
Yay.
It's Tony 4, poorly beating the internet too.
Thank you very much.
This has left me with nothing to say.
Tony with an I.
That's good, isn't it?
It's great.
Well done, The Quakes. That's a great album, PsyOps, by the way. I recommend you visit their MySpace page, visit their website, which is thequakes.com, and buy it.
Yeah,
they've got
buy it.
They do a load of really brilliant cover versions as well, one of which was on their website. They did a version of Echo and the Bunnymen's The Killing Moon.
Oh, right.
Really, really good. Really good version. Right, that's about it. I've run out of words.
All right,
I've
okay.
actually got nothing to say.
Thanks
mate,
to Steph for picking the music.
Thank you very much, Steph, for picking the music this week. You've saved us a job. And thank you very much to all of you who voted for us so far at podcastalley.com. Please do go and vote. It doesn't take very long. It does help us out. Also, if you can leave us an iTunes review on whatever iTunes you're at, great.
Yeah.
But bear in mind, you can only check the US one.
US.
I can only check the UK one. And we are going to read them out. I'm sorry, we meant to do it this week. We just didn't have time to sort it out.
Steph could check the Germany one, but there's none on there.
if you're a German,
outrageous.
If you're German, why not leave some form of review for us on German iTunes? It's not going to do us any harm, is it? What else can people do? Anything? Anything now?
Email me with your twats, please do. Tony at punkyradio.com. I need your is a twat, oh, I need your the name, the location, and a reason for the nomination.
And
please
I want,
do.
And I want judgmentals and poetry corners to paulieb at punkyradio.com.
Yeah.
And I also want the phone numbers of as many transvestites as possible.
Especially if names long.
That's really tickled you, that story. You,
yeah, it has.
You just can't believe it.
My first mistake was going, no! It wasn't your first one. But hey, no, that's fine. It's fine.
Perhaps in the retelling of that story in future, I need to factor in a minimum of 3 mistakes.
Maybe, yeah.
Rather than 2. Such a good time, such a good time.
Hey, that's fine. Maybe go there again. Be a regular.
I'll take you next time, Tony.
No, you'll be irregular.
You can get dressed up. You can get dressed up. You get dressed.
I'll put my dress on.
You get dressed up, I'll get messed up.
All right, then.
Oh, yeah. Written my own poem then.
Regular and irregular. That's what we want to be.
Tony, I wonder what will happen next week.
I don't know. What had happened next week?
It's too early to tell. Say goodbye.
Nice.
Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog. A poog. I've got a feeling there might be a bit of comeback about this show.
Do you reckon?
I reckon, yeah.
I think you might get a few new numbers, but it's fine, it's fine. It always expanding the fan base.
What have I done?
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
You've got milky pots.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.